Hello and welcome back to the Chelsea Echo. Welcome to your voice note review. Chelsea 3-0 up in the first leg against Legia Warsaw. dire first half yet again. Obviously, we didn't manage to get anything out for the Brentford review. Dan and I will touch that in our preview, no doubt, ahead of the Ipswich game. But it was another extremely lacklustre first half. But a good second half from Noni Madueke coming on. I wasn't completely sold. I'll be very honest at half time. People have really enjoyed laying into me on Twitter about that. But a great finish by him twice. Two assists for Jadon Sancho, who's got his first notches on the assist board since December. And obviously a cracking goal for Tyrick George, who gets his first senior goal for Chelsea. Three goals and a good 45 minutes covering up a poor 90 and a poor first 45 in the previous fixture and the previous first half. And more to come in that case as well. I'd like to see some improvement, boys. If we can get games like that second half going every time, then that'd be great. But I'll hand you over to Dan for his thoughts on the game.
So a comfortable win in the end. I think the standout for me is obviously Tyrick George. Huge moment, really wholesome moment. He's been trying to score all season. But I also want to talk about Josh Achimpong. I thought it was great to see him start this game. I thought just the composure. Every time I've watched Josh Achimpong play for Chelsea this season, he's looked composed, he's looked confident. He hasn't seemed to be overly fazed by things. And hopefully we can see a bit more of him. I'd love to see him start, obviously, next week in the second leg at the Bridge, but also see him start some Premier League games. I don't know why he can't, as either a right back, a centre back, or a central midfielder. And as we've seen with both of the Cobham graduates and even Ad Reece James, we know with Cobham grads, they're versatile, they're flexible. So I thought those two were the big positives, and obviously Noni scoring once again. But listen, it gives us a lot of room for error next week, and hopefully gives Maresca the chance to rest some players.